If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. And now we are talking gadgets and the wonderful world of technology in the excellent company of Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the free tech advice website, gadgetdetective.com. Good morning, Fevzi, and welcome to Talk Radio.
Morning, thank you.
Now let's start, if we may, with something called SanDisk and a flash drive for the new iPhone and the iPad. As you know, Fevzi, I am to technology what Woodrot is to Pinocchio. So speak slowly and in small words, please.
No problem. So SanDisk is the manufacturer of this new gadget, and it's designed for people who own iPhones and iPads. And one of the biggest problems that people who own either of those devices have is that, unlike other similar devices, the memory is not upgradable. When you fill up an iPad or an iPhone, Apple expects you to buy a new one with a bigger memory. There's no way to internally upgrade it, no memory card slot, nothing like that. So this is a device from SanDisk, who make memory cards and memory sticks, and it's a flash drive specifically built for your iPhone and iPad, which means, first of all, you can automatically back up the contents of your iPhone and iPad, so you can offload all the photos and videos and so forth. So it does that, but also it gives you the ability to load it with, say, movies and so forth, so that you don't have to... I'm sorry, I'm just hearing myself back in my headphones.
Okay, we'll sort that out, I'm sure. Okay. So basically, you don't have to worry about constantly deleting photographs. I had that problem with I think it was an iPhone 4 I had.
Yeah.
And suddenly, I couldn't get anything on it, and messages were disappearing. And the guy in the shop said to me very helpfully, there's nothing you can do, time for an upgrade. And I'm thinking, well, surely they should tell me that when I'm buying the phone or leasing the phone.
Well, this is the way Apple makes money. It makes you rebuy your device all over again. So... You can let's say you're traveling and you want to watch some films and have your music collection, but you've already not got enough space. You load it on one of these devices, and they come in various memories up to 128 gigabytes, which is huge compared to the contents of most iPads. And then you can just put all your movies on there and just plug it in, and it doesn't stick out horribly either. It sort of loops around the back of the device, so it's hardly sticking out at all. So it's good to travel with. And at the other end, it's got a fast, what's called a USB 3 interface, which means it can load information fast onto your computer as well.
Also, Google are in the news, the future of apps, instant apps.
Yeah, so we sort of take it for granted now that with our smartphones and tablets, that if we want it to do anything in particular, we have to download the app. And as you download more and more apps, some of us have got hundreds of apps on our devices, you've got to keep them up to date, you've got to learn how to use them. And the first time you need to use it, you have to download it before it's ready to go. So Google said, no, we're going to change the future of apps. From now on, you're not going to have to download an app anymore. All you need to do is need an app. So, for example, let's say you get out of your car and there's a parking meter right in front of you. The app will detect the phone will detect where you are, and it will download the part of the app that you need just to pay for your phone. So, pay for your parking, I beg your pardon. So that will be a big change, because at the moment we're used to saying, oh, well, you have to download the app for that. But if you think about it, the gadgets we use, they don't have that issue. All they do is they just work. And in the future, that's how smartphones and tablets will be.
Fevzi, fantastic stuff. We must leave it there, but thank you very much indeed. That was Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the free tech advice website, gadgetdetective.com. And you can follow Fevzi on Twitter at gadgetdetective. It's Talk Radio at 6:59. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.